This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the trading in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a little bit of weakness across the screen. We have come off the overnight lows a little bit, but we are under pressure. And it's not just the ags, I might mention. It is the equity markets under a lot of bit of pressure. The metal market is under pressure. The energies are all under pressure. And the reason why I note this, Mark, is yesterday it was kind of a rising tides, lift all ship type of trade, where pretty much it didn't matter which sector you're looking at in the commodities business, they were all trading higher. So kind of Wednesday felt like a little bit of risk on trade. Today feels like maybe a little bit of risk off at the moment.
But with those other commodities, like you mentioned, and not just the ag commodities, is that just going back to all the uncertainty and turmoil in the world right now with a lot of fighting taking place in multiple continents and then also the fact that there's election season coming up and we have uncertainty there?
I think that was part of it. Part of it was there was a well-known fund trader out there that was out there on the news circuit telling people he thought commodities are relatively cheap compared to equities, and that seemed to maybe spur a little bit of a buying. You know, the argument with that is, are commodities going to go up if they're cheap to equities, or are equities just going to come down and commodities are going to remain relatively stagnant? We'll see. But that story definitely seemed to get the trade's attention. But yes, there is a lot of stuff going on. We're 2 weeks out from a very contentious presidential election. By all accounts, I see is it's the tightest race we've seen in the last 100 or so years or whatever they're saying. So a lot of uncertainty there, a lot of uncertainty in the Middle East.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn down 1 3/4 at 414 3/4. November soybeans unchanged at 991 3/4. December soybean meal down 1 at 316.70. December soybean oil up 19 cents at 43.88. Chicago wheat down 5.5 at 570.5. Minneapolis wheat down 4 1/4 at 612 1/4. Kansas City hard red wheat down 6 at 580.5. December oats down 5 at 378 even. On the Merck, December live cattle down 37 cents at 187.75. November feeder cattle down 40 cents at 248.52. December lean hogs up 7 cents at 79.20. Class 3 milk up 4 cents at 20.39. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.